Hello, I'm Aishwarya here. Today I'm going to share you about how to support the child's mental health. What is mental health at first? Mental health is a person's condition with regard to their psychological and emotional well-being. Nowadays, most of the children are suffering from mental illness, which leads to depression, and a kid cannot express their true feelings, what they feel inside. So there are so many problems they are facing in the current world. Now I'm going to share 14 things which highly support the mental health of your children. First one is love. It is the thing which we are longing for from our loved ones, irrespective of any age. So please be there for your child and show them enough love and care which they expect from you. If you have a hectic schedule anyways, if children need your love and care at the time, please spend the time with them to make them feel more important and lovable. It helps them to prevent falling from depression. Next thing is exercise. It is one of the most important routine to be followed during our childhood days, even if we are an adult. Exercise helps the child in both the ways, one physically, second mentally. Encourage kids to play, exercise and sport. Nowadays, everyone is sitting at home and get addicted to gadgets. Parents, please do teach the importance of exercise and sport because it makes them feel more active, sharper, smarter, confident, as well as focused in the work they do. They will feel the new person in them. It is one of the good things which highly supports the mental health. Next one is behavior. Kids are getting polluted more by watching wrong ads, posters, clips which are popping out on the screen of their gadgets. I request all the parents to keep an eye out for any changes in their kids' behavior. Once behavior is lost, everything is lost. So always please do have a look on your children's behavior. Next one is support. Whatever things they have done, either good or bad, regularly support, encourage and praise them to bring out the best in them. If you start cursing them, they will lose their confidence and faith. Always don't have a negative talk with the kids. Use positive words and sayings. It will change their life drastically. You will definitely realize the positive things out from them. Next one is rest time. Always give them enough rest time to feel them more relaxed and fresh enough. They have a lot to prepare for their academics as well as other curricular activities. So you must include a rest time in their routine chart to lead a balanced and healthy life. Next one is be proud. Always tell your children that you are very proud of them, whatever ranks or grades or levels they achieve. Talk to them very positively and make them count their blessings of life. If they score low marks or lost in a game, tell them that we are very much proud of you and definitely you will achieve next time higher. It builds more confidence in them to achieve more and more. Next one is patience. Parents, please be patient enough. Don't pressure your children too much when they have not met your expectations. Your expectations and your kids' capability may vary. So please be patient enough and guide them better to fulfill your expectations next time or at a later point of time. Don't pressure them to achieve in a shorter span of time. Next one is feeling. Parents, you have to get to know how and what your child is feeling and thinking. Sometimes children may be afraid to feel and share those feelings and thoughts with their parents. You people, please be friendly enough, guide and support them by their level of feeling or thinking. If it is a negative one, make them get rid out of it. If it is a positive one, make them achieve it. Few kids will share what they feel and few will not. It is your responsibility to make your kids share their views and thoughts with yourself. If they start sharing their thoughts and views about other things, definitely they will come out of their depression. Next one is problem solving. Help your children to solve their problems on their own in an effective manner. Teach them how to get rid of those problems which does not going to matter in the upcoming days. Teach them a few problem solving techniques like YY analysis and fishbone diagram. Definitely they will understand it much better than ourselves and they would solve and come up with a greater solution which would help them to lead a happier life. Third one is listen. Always listen to what your kids say. Nowadays, parents are not ready to hear what kids says because they are too much attached with their own gadgets. Keep your gadgets away. Be curious enough to solve the questions which was asked by your kids. You can answer them only when you start listening them carefully, else you will misguide them. So hereafter, please do listen to them. If you are not ready to listen to your kids, definitely they stop sharing their views and thoughts with you, it will lead to their mental depression or some mental illness problem. Next one is conversation. Encourage your child to engage in a conversation. Kids are also attached to gadgets in this generation. It is really very hard to make them speak, even with their own family members. So please avoid gadgets till 10 years minimum and make them speak with their friends, elders, relatives, neighborhoods to express and share their views. It will make them mentally feel better once they start conversing and sharing it. If they start keeping it inside, definitely it will lead to a mental problem. One is environment. Provide a positive environment for your children where they can thrive. Teach them the good habits, life values, positive things, and provide a better environment for them where they can feel positive as well as responsible. Do start pasting a positive inspirational quotes at your home, study room, wherever they step in. Please take a responsibility in providing the better positive environment for the next generation kids. Next one is educate. Parents, please educate yourself about mental health problems which is happening in and around the world so that you may know or are aware of what other kids are going through and how their parents are handling it better. So please keep on updating yourself about those problems to avoid or prevent your kids from happening it. The last one is symptoms. Be aware of the signs and symptoms of mental health problems. This will enable you to prevent your kids at the earliest stage of mental problem. So make yourself updated about the happenings in order to prevent your kids or neighbors' kids or some of your known kids in your life. I hope this video will be an eye-opener for you, and also please do adopt these 14 steps or 14 things to lead a happier life with your children, and also to reduce the mental health problems in and around the world. So please pass this video to your friends and family members if you like it, and then please subscribe to my channel. I'll come up with many more exciting videos like this. Thank you.